Blog Talk Radio.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the curve, we about to earn. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's only her or you, calling with your viewpoint, compared to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things here. We been going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who we been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking
like. Collective Minds.
Peace, peace. What up, y'all? This is Brother Kev.
And this is Rigel.
What up, what up? Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Mufasa Ra.
That's right. And we are Collective Minds. We back to chop it up with the family. Hopefully we sharing some good dialogue for the family. Please give us a call again. This is not a spectator sport. We are, the number is 929-477-1697. But before we get started, what's up, y'all? Roger and Mufasa, how y'all feeling? And do y'all have any announcements for the family?
I'm feeling great. You know, I don't know if I'm going to call it an announcement, but I do want to see what y'all think about that Cardi B, Nicki Minaj situation.
Oh, yeah, the ratchet news of the weekend. Apparently, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj had an altercation, or maybe she didn't even get to Nicki, but Cardi B had an altercation in New York Fashion Week with Nicki Minaj's entourage. And from the videos I've seen, she had a knot on her head. And, you know, she was saying that Nicki had said something about her daughter. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just put it out there like that. I really don't know what's going on. It's, I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards Cardi's side of the story. But I feel like the masses of people are leaning with Cardi's side of the story. So I think it may be something to that, too. So Nicki may have a side that we just not hearing yet. So I'm going to just say my opinion till we get all the facts. You feel me? So. That's where I'm going to leave it.
You can never get all the facts.
That is true. So I'm going to have to leave my opinion out of this one.
Yeah.
You know how I feel.
She's a demon. I like both of them.
Nicki Minaj is a demon. She's an evil and provoker, provoking all these young ladies. And the day going to come when they finally going to get their hands on her. And they're going to tear her wig right off her head. Her day is coming.
Uh-oh.
Her day is coming. She needs to quit provoking people and humble herself. She's evil. evil demon.
No, she's not. Well, I'm Team Nikki. And actually, I really don't want to say it like that because I do like them both. Ain't none of them done nothing to me or for me. So let's get that all the way clear. So it's really just talking about, you know, some of the behaviors. And because I don't, it's like I really hate that Cardi got that bothered that she is, you know, acting like this is love and hip hop. You know, this is true reality.
Right, right.
You sitting up there, you're over some, like I said before, some stuff. Ain't nobody, I ain't saying anything where Nikki, everybody's saying she sneaked this and sneaked. Where is this stuff? Just say where it is, you know, so people like myself could know what you mean. Because if I'm like, I haven't seen anything, I haven't heard anything. If sneak this and like, I need them to be more specific because right now it sounds like they're just making things up just as an excuse. They're already mad about something. Maybe I don't know. They're already mad about something. It's like they use that. Like, what is this sneak this and why you won't? Why we don't know what it is? What they said? Or, I mean, what she actually said? It's like, is there something else? Another reason why she's, you know, reacting like going so hard and she. Talking about the baby and the baby, and that's to get people on our side.
Right, right. And that's what people are saying. Now, Nikki could have said something that just didn't put it out public. She could have said something about her daughter and then play the victim role, like, hey, I don't know what happened. I don't know why she's attacking me. So we got to get that information too. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard to say, but I will say it will be more to come with this story, I'm sure. As a hip-hop fan, I would like to see them just go in the studio and drop some bars. You dig what I'm saying? Just drop some bars, and we could decide that way. You dig what I'm saying? But, you know, we'll see. Any other announcements you got for us, Roger?
I want to also ask how y'all, what's going on with the guy that was shot and killed in his own home because the police officer walked into the apartment, thought it was her. Did you guys hear about that? I know I sent
I heard
it.
About
you guys,
that, Mufasa.
Yeah, I heard about
you
that.
Yeah, that is,
yeah,
like,
I heard about that,
that
wickedness,
like,
straight wickedness. That's what they do.
Yeah, it's like you don't know. You don't recognize your own furniture. You know, it's like,
how does that happen?
You walk into a home and just start shooting? I mean, you think it's yours, but before you know that it's yours, you see things that you recognize to say to yourself, this is mine. You know?
You need to be persecuted.
If you walk in an apartment, you see something that don't know it, that's not yours, okay, radar, something, did I walk into the wrong house?
But
hello?
Look at this. I'm not the smartest guy, but I do know... you cannot do that if you're not high or drunk. I'm sorry. There has to be some type of drugs involved for you to walk into the wrong apartment and shoot somebody.
And then shoot somebody.
Thinking you in your apartment. No, no. I mean, there's something
that
else going on.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
If it was a civilian, they would be locked up.
Right.
Yeah, and they said they wanted to do an investigation or something. I have to get more into that again.
I mean, yeah, there's really nothing to investigate. I mean, she was wrong.
Right.
You know, and she needs to be held
exactly.
accountable, period.
Yeah.
Like, how do you
Yeah,
do
they,
that,
but
know?
But they want to investigate. It's like, what are you going to investigate? Like, what is, you know, like,
right.
I don't know. Maybe they want to know the
so
same thing you want to know. Like, how could you?
How can you do that? How? So, shout out to that man and his family. Hopefully they get justice and hopefully they get compensated. You know,
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, without further ado, any other announcements? We move to Mufasa Ra. You got any?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my Kinetic sisters and brothers out there. Hebrew brothers and sisters out there, Nation of Islam brothers and sisters out there, and I want to give a shout out to Ari's Ice Cream Parlor and Cafe. That's here in the St. Louis area. Address 5572 Natural Bridge. Hey, if y'all ain't been there, y'all need to get there. Fresh food, fresh sandwiches, good ice cream. You know what I'm saying? Go check them out. and let them know Mufasa sent you there. Ari's Ice Cream Parlor and Cafe, 5572 Natural Bridge. I also want to give a shout out to
another one,
Muhammad Mosque 28 on West Florissant. They had a great grand opening to their child development center yesterday. If anyone needs any child care, they got it from ages 2 to 5. It's affordable. Go check them out. That's Muhammad Mosque 28 on West Florissant, 5967.
Another one.
West Florissant. And my final shout out is, if anybody could not, well, you know, I got two. Shout out to all my NFL fans out there. We back. The season is kicked off. It's official.
Another one.
Football is on, baby. Yeah.
Okay.
Now that I got it out the way, my final shout out is tomorrow, any brothers, if you ain't watching Monday Night Football, if you want to come and deal with the Brotherhood, Mosque 28 again, we're having a Nation of Islam public FOI class. Once a month, they do an FOI class that's open to the public. So brothers, come in if you want to come deal with the brothers, learn about what the Nation of Islam is all about, and see what you can do to help out in your community. So we would love to see you there. That's tomorrow night, Monday, 7:30 p.m., Muhammad Mosque 28, 5967 West Florissant. I say.
That's right. Indeed, I say.
Got
I say.
Down.
Yeah.
Wrote on and down.
Yeah, you know, for football, when football back on, you know, I'm on my game. Football.
What about Walking
Dead?
That's what I'm working for.
I'm
waiting on.
Clicking.
All right, that's right. I got a quick announcement. We're still in Virgo season, so shout out to all the Virgos. And it was also my lovely, beautiful mother's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mom.
We love you over here, CMR. Thanks for everything.
Happy birthday.
And we hope you have another great year moving forward. So shout out to Mom. Shout out to all the Virgos in the building. It is y'all,
y'all
time to shine.
Right.
Live your best life.
Right. Why you can't make your own birthday pound cake, Mama?
Yeah.
Right. You hear me? A caramel cake. Can you get requested too? My mama makes 5 caramel cakes too.
Stop playing.
That's right. So yeah, if you just joined us, y'all, this is Collective Minds Radio. I'm Brother Kev. We here with Rigel Starr, my sister, and my brother Mufasa Rob. And today we are talking about the Nike ad with Colin Kaepernick. So we need y'all to chime in and give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. So is Nike ready to join the revolution? They got our back, or is this just a business move for Nike? Give us a call. Let us know what y'all think. For those that may not know, this week Nike released the 30th anniversary ad for the Just Do It campaign. And in that ad, they featured a lot of different athletes, but most notably they featured Colin Kaepernick, who was the athlete who kneeled during the national anthem in 2016 to kind of protest police brutality and different injustices that, blacks and other minorities experience. That caused a big backlash. He ended up getting not signed. Basically, the NFL team just decided not to sign him. They basically ostracized him from the league. Nobody picked him up, although people say he's a worthy quarterback. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say he should have a job, if not starting, he could at least be some backup for a few teams. But it seems like the NFL owners came together to stop this man from playing. So with that controversy and people saying he's disrespecting the flag and so on and so forth, Nike picked him up, put them in this campaign, and there was, people online saying that they should boycott Nike, because, you know, they don't respect the police or they don't respect the flag. So
it is what it is.
We're going to build on this, and we about to see what's up. Is Nike joining the revolution, or was this strictly a business move for Nike? You dig? So give us a call again, 929-477-1697. All right? So
it is what it is.
Mufasa Ra, what you think? Is Nike ready to join the revolution? Are they our friends? Are they they ready to back us up when it jump off, or are they just trying to sell some shoes?
Are they trying
to sell some shoes? I look at it like this. Of course they're a company that's out to make money. So yeah,
that's
they're
right.
taking advantage of this opportunity to profit off of the controversy, off the Colin Kaepernick controversy. Now, I don't have a problem with that because, like I say, companies are, that's their job to make money. Also, I like the idea that it gives Colin Kaepernick and the cause even more publicity. Every time they think they're going to close the door on Colin Kaepernick and silence and think it's over, boom, something like this pops up to say, no, we're not done with that. We ain't through with that situation. Y'all thought it was over with last year. Y'all didn't want to give him a job. No, it's not over with. We're still dealing with this situation. So I'm happy right. that Nike brought it back up and brought it back to the forefront, because what Colin did, in my opinion, was he shed light, like he said, on the injustices that's taking, you know, that takes place in this country. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have
Facts.
A problem with what he did. I commend him for doing what he did, and I'm all for it. So I ain't going to go too hard because I want to hear what any callers got to say.
Indeed, indeed. Now, in the campaign, there was a picture of him, and the slogan went, and this is in quotes, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." So I'm going to repeat that again. It's a "believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." And it had a picture of Colin Kaepernick. And, you know, they released the commercials. The commercial was playing, I believe, during the preseason games or football games. So it's kind of like you really can't escape Kaepernick with this, with Nike doing his ad, because Nike is a big sponsor of the NFL. So, you know, the NFL has a lot of interest in Nike, as well as Nike having interest in the NFL. And I think it was a good move for them to show, you know, Kaepernick doing the commercials. So people complain about him doing the games, but doing the commercials, you still go get to see him. And hopefully, you know, like my brother Mufasa was saying, the message of injustices gets spread, even though I think people know about the injustice and we know what's going on. To shed light on it, hopefully, you know, we can start working towards some solutions. But I think, like Mufasa said, Nike is a corporation. They been around the game a long time. They do the numbers, and they know that they want to be on the right side of history. And they know basically with signing Cap, it's not going to be too big of a backlash, because a lot of their supporters and a lot of their clients are black athletes and black people, black society. So I don't think they, you know, they were too concerned about them putting out this ad. I think they did the numbers. They know people are quote-unquote woke these days, and they just want to be on the right side of history. So, you know, signing Kaepernick was strictly a business deal, and they were doing it to sell shoes and make money. Just
it
like
is what it
thing.
Is.
So, you know, I don't think black people should be thinking, taking victory laps or thinking Nike is our friend, because I think with a lot of these corporations, none of them are our friends. We have to use them just
victory
like they
lap.
Use us. You dig what I'm saying? So I don't think it's a victory lap or anything like that, or we should be celebrating. I just think it is what it is. It was a business deal.
It is what it is.
You know, that he's in an ad campaign and he's making some money. But I think that's pretty much where it stopped. Like, I don't think Nike is all about too much social change in that regard. You know what I'm saying? So I just think it was a great business move, and they want to be on the right side of history 20 years, 10 to 20 years from now, when we look back and see, because everybody 10, 20 years from now going to look back at Kaepernick like, yeah, I supported Kaepernick. I thought he was doing the right thing. You should be able to kneel. This is American protest, blah, blah, blah. But we know as we living in the moment that everybody not supporting Kaepernick like that. Just like Muhammad Ali.
Thanks.
You know, back in the day, the white supremacists, they hated Muhammad Ali. Hated Muhammad Ali and Martin Luther King. So you would use him as an example. But then when you go 20 or 30 years in the future, everybody, oh, I marched with Dr. King and I love Muhammad Ali, blah, blah, blah. You see what I'm saying? So I think Nike just took a very smart position to be, you know, on the right side of history when it comes to this particular topic. So, Rigel Starr, what do you think about the campaign?
Well, I think Mufasa both made some good points because I do think that Nike did the numbers. They knew they was going to win this way. They did the numbers.
Yeah.
You know, they saw it was more to be made on this, you know, on the side that they chose.
That's right.
So I just think they did the numbers for a good cause.
Yeah. And look now.
To support a good message,
too.
Rather.
Right. They online sales have went up 31% according to, you know, some of the articles I looked at. And
thanks.
The brand exposure that they got, they say the brand exposure just from all the social media, news, TV, all the articles talking about it was worth $163 million. Like, let me repeat that again. The brand exposure for Nike from this campaign, from people talking about it, blogs, social media, blog, whatever you have, all that, they totaled that to amount of $163 million in exposure. So, you know, Nike know what they're doing. They put it out there.
It's been talked about in every arena. In every arena.
There you go.
You know, it's
there
being mentioned, you know.
Yes, do it.
Yep.
Just
do
it.
So.
Yeah.
They definitely brought out that. Now I wanted to get your opinion on Trump's response. He said something to the effect like he think that Nike is sending the wrong message, quote unquote, by signing Kaepernick.
Hmm.
And he also said that in so many words that he understands what Nike is doing per se, but he doesn't necessarily agree. He said something like they have the right to do it, but he doesn't necessarily agree. Which I found that interesting because just like they have the right, it seems as if Colin Kaepernick should have the right to kneel if that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So it should be the same type of
thanks.
You know, he should extend the same type of courtesy to Colin Kaepernick as he did to Nike, in my opinion. Like, they both have rights, even though it's something you don't agree with. But if we live in America and, you know, we got rights to protest, then I don't see what's the problem. You know, so I just thought
that was
interesting.
I think Donald Trump is softening up his stance.
You think so?
And well, his response that he made, I think he's, you know, he's realizing that, hey, this is a new generation. It's a young American he's dealing with. And I think he's softening up his stance a little bit on this whole Colin Kaepernick thing. I mean, he ain't going to win.
Billions of dollars will soften the person up real quick. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, the money that, you know, that he's at risk of losing, I'm sure he don't want to. You know, so that's enough to, you know, make you take us off the stand, make you sit back
yeah,
and
shout out
like,
to Trump.
Well, let me think about that.
shout out to Trump for
it is what it is.
Showing his soft side, and that he's a man that can make change in his outlook on things.
Right, we'll see how this plays out, but. I mean, he got interested in Nike,
if he's
too,
sincere, because it's important that he's sincere now. If he's right, if it's, you're right, I'm totally for, you know, being to have the flexibility to change and be diverse and, you know, and grow, you know. Okay, one day I felt this way, the next day I feel a certain way. It's okay, and it should be okay right. to be able to say, okay, well, I feel differently now. You know, sometimes
that
we make
true,
it like it's a big deal to say that I've changed or, you know, I feel differently now. So as long as he's
right.
sincere, you know, that's fine. I don't care if he changed and showed a soft side. That's great. That's growth. But if he's sincere, that's when it really matters. If he's just stunting just because he at risk of losing a tenant, then that's,
right,
that's kind of like cheating. That's,
yeah,
that's
but
cheating.
See, I don't think he changed his stance, though. He was basically saying, like, he didn't really change his stance on Kaepernick. He was just saying, well, you know, Nike has the right to sign Kaepernick
yeah.
and release the ad. I
That's
just don't
true.
Agree with it. But he never said that,
Facts.
You know,
right.
it's okay for Kaepernick to kneel during the national anthem. I don't
right.
think he changed
yeah.
his stance.
Right, exactly.
Him, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He
that
just said
true.
Nike
he
got the right because, you know, I think it's because of the business relationship he got with Nike. Considering they are the tenants in one of his buildings in New York, one of the biggest stores, and they are scheduled to leave that particular building. So I think he gave a smart answer based on the business relationship if he wants them to continue to be tenants in that particular building. You see what I'm saying? Like, they scheduled to leave, so he like, hey, I don't want to – they may stay. I don't want to say nothing to upset them too bad, so – I'm gonna just play it a little neutral, you know.
I'm tripping off like
get my stand.
Like I like the fact I don't know if we said this earlier, but did y'all know the Nike store that's in California? They put a big, huge billboard of Colin Kaepernick on top of their building.
Oh,
that,
no, I didn't know that.
When they launched it, yeah, when they launched that ad.
Okay.
So like I say, you can't. They thought they killed the message, but they didn't. It's back in everybody's
yep.
face.
Yep, and just
you
another
know.
Side note, Colin Kaepernick is suing the NFL for collusion
mm-hmm.
of no one signing
mm-hmm.
him, basically saying they all got together and was like, no, we not
yeah,
going to sign him.
Exactly.
Even though,
yeah,
you know,
I saw that.
So he's
yeah.
suing him as well. Yeah.
yeah.
So that's
mm-hmm.
going to be interesting
yep,
how
that
play out. Yeah, yeah. So let's, I don't know what you want to do, Rod. You want to take some calls?
Yeah. Yeah, we can go to the call line. Do area code 336-965. Caller, do you have a question or a comment?
Oh, not at this moment. I'm just trying to listen and find out
okay.
what you're talking about.
So,
no, not at this moment. Thank you.
Okay.
We're
talking
thanks
about
for
calling the, in. So while she said that, just real quick, just Collective Minds Radio. Brother Kid with my brother Mufasa Ra and Rigel Starr. And we chopping it up about the Colin Kaepernick Nike ad, the 30th anniversary for the Just Do It campaign. They released the ad. It was people on social media complaining, burning Nikes, talking about boycott Nike. But it's actually had the opposite effect. And Nike sales have went up online. They got a lot of free advertisement, a lot of brand exposure with this. And so we just chopping it up, but do y'all think Nike is, you know, are they trying to sell shoes? Are they trying to join a revolution? Is it a little bit of both? Give us your call.
It's probably
number,
both.
Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697.
Okay. Let's take call, area code.
Yeah, let's take another call.
Stay here.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
315-767. Caller, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I really didn't, but since I'm on, I'll go ahead and talk to you a little bit about Colin Kaepernick. So,
okay.
me being a military
okay.
veteran, me being a military veteran, and when all that stuff was kicking off, I had a lot of my friends and a lot of my peers, they were really, really unhappy with what Colin was doing. I am not a sports fan, so I don't watch the NFL stuff. So
gotcha.
When
gotcha.
I would hear about it in the lunchroom and listen to these guys, all these guys fussing and complaining, I was like, but that's what we fought for. We fought
that's
for
right.
this man to have the right to protest when and
right.
where he wants to.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
why are you arguing that he's acting in accordance to what you support?
Facts.
Right.
All right.
Exactly.
Now,
that's right.
Listening and looking into Colin after that, I was like, okay, so what he's talking about, though, doesn't really coincide with his existence, because I know poverty. I know abuse. A lot of black folks know poverty and abuse, but Colin wasn't raised in that. But that doesn't mean he can't bring awareness to it.
Exactly.
And then
exactly.
The new campaign, exactly. Where it says that, you know, sacrifice and all for your beliefs. Well, I know, as being a military veteran, being sent off to war multiple times, I can say I have been deployed to combat regions 12 times,
mm-hmm.
and non-combat regions an additional 5 times. And I know many of my friends who have sacrificed all for their beliefs and for the beliefs of our nation. Now, that's the only
right.
thing I don't like about the ad. He didn't sacrifice all. All he did was put himself in a better placement for future gains.
Well,
so that's what I'm seeing. That's my only. He wasn't going to go very far in football anyway, from what my research showed, that he wasn't a very good quarterback at all. He was already getting benched.
Now, Brother Mufasa could chime in, because he did go to a Super Bowl and I think 2 NFC championships, if I'm not mistaken. Like, I don't follow football that much either, but Mufasa, correct me if I'm wrong. Did he go to the Super Bowl?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did go to the Super Bowl.
So,
and
in his last year,
his completion rate was still like almost 70%. So he was better than a lot of starting quarterbacks that were playing. He was good enough to be starting on the team.
Right. Now that's the consensus I've been hearing that he
was. And what
was
I was looking into.
Go ahead.
That his career was going down when he started doing this. But that doesn't take away his right as an American citizen to protest. Maybe maybe the arena wasn't the best of choices, but it's still his right, and as an American citizen, to do his protesting.
Right, exactly. Now, that was my thing.
And that's all
thing,
I have to say. And Nike.
Indeed.
And I agree
appreciate
with you on Nike. Nike is genius for what they're doing, because they are getting so much free publicity.
They're getting.
And then the other thing is where they talk about you go woke, you go broke. Well, that's only because these people that went woke and went broke did a lot of clashback against their customer base. What Nike has done is they have put it out there. Nike has put it out there. People are complaining, but Nike's not doing any fight back. They're just letting it happen. They're not throwing their 2 cents in there. They already threw their $167 million in there.
Exactly.
They ain't throwing their 2 cents
what?
In there. And they're just letting it go and letting the publicity roll in.
Yep.
Now, it's something that the caller said, though, that I did want to touch in. When you said that, you know, maybe you kind of alluded to he might be out of touch with, you know, poverty and things like that. But to me, it's the spirit of a person. Just because even if you're not born into poverty, it don't mean that you can't live and see what's going on in the world and have a soft spot in your heart. I mean, actually, if you did the research on Colin, he was an adopted child. He was a biracial child, and when his mother had him, you know, his daddy ran out the picture. So, as a biracial child, he was adopted by 2 white parents. So, in those early years,
and had a good life.
You know, we don't know what exactly he went through with even dealing with being an adopted child, plus being a biracial child with white parents. You know, what I'm saying?
I tell you, biracial is being rough. It's rough.
So yeah, exactly.
Right.
So if you understand that, I mean, it could that situation could have put a soft spot in his heart for injustices and, you know, people that may be getting bullied and wrong, and that could be why he got a soft spot for, like I say, for injustices in the world.
Right, because it's all
that's biracial, folks.
It doesn't have to just be about color all the time. It's all different types of injustice. So I understand what both of you guys are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's biracial, folks. We get the discrimination on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
we ain't black
that's
enough.
A dichotomy,
but
yeah,
we're black.
Especially,
we
yeah,
ain't black
especially
enough,
being,
but we're black.
Right, and especially being in America, that dichotomy of race
I could imagine that it would take a toll on a biracial person, because you're dealing with the black side and you're dealing with the white side, and historically these two sides have been, you know what I'm saying, they've been at each other, so to speak, or opposing forces, so to speak, throughout history. So I could imagine, you know, being a biracial child, the things that go through a biracial child's head. So with Kaepernick, like Mufasa was saying, I'm sure he has a spot where he's half black. You know what I'm saying? So I know he felt like maybe he wasn't white enough for the white side. You know what I'm saying? And maybe on some instances he probably wasn't black enough for black people. You know what I'm saying? So I know that, you know, that dichotomy is going and pulls on each side of on each side of the spectrum. So. But that's a very interesting point when it comes to Kaepernick and being biracial in America. You know what I'm saying?
Because you know, I had to give him credit because he could have said nothing. He could have not said nothing. Just him coming out and saying, and just that day, like, you know what? I'm going to take a knee. I got to do something. You know, it was an emotional time for the country and what we was going through. And most of the time, so I give him a big, you know, a big pat on the back for saying, look, I got to do something. And just taking
the right
stone.
Yeah, that was brave of him.
I don't agree with
what's
going on in the world, that that's not right. You know, and standing up for what's not right. So whether he was just, you know, just because he was a football player and making a decent amount of money, had money saved up or whatnot, he still made sacrifices because he brought a lot of attention to himself.
There you go.
A lot of scrutiny to himself. And
he
lost
did. He did sacrifice. He lost
me. Yeah,
he did sacrifice.
Yeah, he was brave. Let's take a caller. Caller area code 951-349. Caller, do you have a question or a comment?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Caller, you have a question or a comment? Hey, how you doing? Thanks for calling in.
Yes, I've been reading up on some studies. I've seen that Colin Kaepernick may have ligma.
Ligma? What is that?
Ligma?
Yeah, what is that?
Ligma balls.
Right, I knew that was coming.
Dang, Brother Kev, you walked into that, Brother Kev.
I knew it was coming. I mean, it was very, like, that was very simple, and I knew that was coming. That was like, let's hear it, like.
We gave him his little bit of shine, him or her, because I couldn't tell what you were.
Right.
So we gave him a little bit of shine.
Yeah, it was a troll. It was a troll. But
everybody
so
have haters.
Right. So shout out to all the trolls. Shout out to all the trolls.
Right.
But that was one thing I would disagree with the previous caller was. I believe Kaepernick did sacrifice. You know, he sacrificed some monetary gain, his money to play football was a sacrifice. And I think he sacrificed for a bigger legacy on down the line. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we look back on history, he's actually standing for the right thing. Like, who in their right mind would say they're for injustice? You know what I'm saying? Even if you do it on the low publicly, you're not going to be like, nah, what? I don't care about no injustices and blah, blah. You know, nobody would go that far in their right mind. So I think he sacrificed a lot of money, but I think his legacy on down the line is going to be way more valuable than any, you know, football contract he could have got. Because like I say, people are already saying he's kind of like the Muhammad Ali at this time, quote unquote. But I think as time goes on, we go look back and, you know, really appreciate that he did, you know, make a sacrifice in a lot of respect.
He'll be in a book and some history books for that. That's good. Let's take a call. Area code 314-381. Caller, do you have a question or comment?
Man, I tell you, you guys tickle me sometimes.
Call him. The alumni. What's up?
Let me tell you how this stuff. You know, you should hire me to come over and have a workshop with you, so we can show you how this stuff works.
Well, you've been missing in. Wait a minute, hold on. You've been missing in action, brother. You've been missing in action. We was looking forward to you calling in last week, and the week before. You've been missing in action, brother. Where you been?
It is what it is.
Fact.
And I'm gonna give you some more. Is what it is. All right, here we go.
Yes,
Phil Knight is the founder of Nike.
This is true.
Mark Parker is the CEO of Nike.
Right.
I want to thank Phil Knight for his heavy contributions to Republican candidates. More recently, the guy in Oregon, I can't think of his name, who was running for governor. And they also contribute in both sides, too. Another reason.
Right.
I bought Nike back in 2008 when it was $40 a share. Mr. Kaepernick, thank you very much. How much is it trading for today? Thank you, Mr. Kaepernick. Even though I don't, even though I think your cause is really silly. Now, to the guy who called in, the military man, free speech don't reign in the private sector. Read the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. It says Congress shall not. It's talking to Congress, public entities. You can go into the post office, well, unless they have something specific, and you can get away with wearing an inflammatory T-shirt. But you can't do that in private businesses or even in some college institutions and campus. Let me go on a little bit further. Correction Corporation of America. We know who they are? Private
the
prisons,
CCCA.
Right?
Yeah, the private prison, CCCA, yeah.
Yeah, CXW is their stock symbol, and they call now Core Civic. And you have another one in Florida called Geo Group in Florida. They have stock in Nike.
Okay.
Mm.
That's interesting, right?
Who else has stock in Nike? Well, you got Vanguard, who trades Nike, their investment fund, BlackRock Investment Fund. You got Trump Holdings. Trump Holdings is making a lot of money off of Nike. You got the have you ever heard of an organization called the Fraternal Order of Police?
Yes.
That's the white organization that represent. They invest in funds in Nike too. You can find all this information on MarketWatch and also Finance Yahoo. Another point. Y'all do too. This, listen, teachers, pension funds, plans, they invest in Nike. Police pension plans invest in Nike. Your 401, and not only Nike, I'm sorry, they invest in these prisons concerns, corrections, and also GEO. Mm-hmm. Teachers' pension fund, police pension plans, 401ks. The prison, the school to prison pipeline, they invest. And guess who else does too? Enterprise Leasing out there on West Florissant. Well, the whole Enterprise Leasing out there on Hanley Road. Now, let's talk a little bit more real quick, because it is what it is.
That's right.
Break it down, brother.
NFL players, they have money managers that invest their money in Vanguard, BlackRock, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, and these companies invest money in the prison system and also Nike. So these guys are out there on the field, and they're complaining, and they are contributing to the end results of black men being locked up going to the prisons. It is what it is.
You pretty good, brother. Come on.
Nah.
Ain't that enough? And check this out. Poll Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett allegedly lost $77 million. Y'all hear about that?
$77 million from him.
By his investment banker.
His investment.
And guess what the money was going to? So, you know, this stuff here that you see going on with him, and, you know, it was a Marine Green Beret that had a meeting with Cole and said, hey, look, you know, you're disturbing us by sitting down. Why don't you kneel? So he compromised.
Right. And he talked to some veterans also. He talked to some veterans before he kneeled and asked them, would it be disrespectful? And he
now,
got, you know, their reply was, no, it's not disrespectful because, like the caller said that was from the military, this is what America's supposed to stand for. Now, to your point about, okay, it being private and you have to, you know, in private institutions or organizations, you have to abide by those rules. But what if the owners of the NFL teams don't have a problem with it? Then it's, you know, it shouldn't be.
Well, let me tell you something else there. Let me give you another is what it is. You ready?
Go ahead.
Here's another is what it is. And like I said before, it's private. A company and private employer, and you don't have no First Amendment rights in no private employer. And the guy that's in the military, they can't just stage anything on a military base. They ain't gonna allow it. But here's the further thing: the people that want to see these players do what they're doing for your emotional feelings, why don't y'all collect a fund? So you can pay their fine so they don't have to take the money out of their pocket and out of their family's mouth. They ain't going to do that. They want these players
indeed
to risk their livelihood and jeopardize their pay because they are being fined for every time they
right
do that.
That's
but
true,
the people
they are
that want this to happen. And we have seen cases where you have had people behind a movement raise funds in order to pay for the repercussions. Well, why come they don't do that? They're not going to do it.
Right. That's you know, that's always been my thing, even though I thought what Kaepernick did was, you know, was cool for what it was. But, you know, I would never ask them to give up their jobs and give up the money they're making to try to make a point like that. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And ain't nobody going to take their...
And everybody, like, nobody's going to walk out of their job, per se, to protest and do. So why should we ask these guys
it don't have to get that big, dude. Look, ain't nobody going to take their 401k out of these lucrative, high-gaining stocks that they're being
right
invested in, because this is for what? Their future retirement. There's no more pension
right
plans like it used to be, and not in every case. So this is nothing but another opportunity, just like Omarosa in her book, and just like this other guy in his book. That's all it is. Hell, Trump Holdings
right
is making money out of all this stuff. That's why he probably won't reveal his taxes, because so people will see this
right
things. Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, agreed. Like, that's why I was saying earlier that this was, I think, strictly a business move for Nike, and I don't think that black people should be celebrating or taking victory laps and thinking that Nike is on our side, quote-unquote, or they riding with us. No, this was strictly a business move for them to sell shoes, period, point blank. That's
absolutely. And most importantly, even the kneeling is not going to have no impact, because all police departments in this country, I think it's about 1,100 of them, they work under a jurisdiction that's independent from everybody else. They are sovereign states. State legislatures pass statutes that authorize deadly force, not only by security guards, not only by concealed carry holders like me. Missouri is a little bit different because it's a constitutional carry. You don't even need a license to carry in Missouri, but also police departments.
Right.
So when and how and where and so on, they use deadly force is dependent upon that state and also that municipality. And how many states and municipalities do you have majority black people in? You only got them in a few, particularly in the South. Blacks in
right
people in North Dakota, Arizona, people out there
mm-hmm
in New Mexico. They ain't going to change nothing. Michigan. Look
right
at Aretha Franklin died without a will. Guess who's going to get the whole hunk of her money? The state of Michigan.
The lawyers. Yeah, state of Michigan, the lawyers. Yes, sir.
Anyway,
yes, sir.
I'm getting ready to get off. And before I leave, I want to say, It is what it is.
It is what it is. All right. We appreciate you calling. That's one
thanks
alum.
For calling
we appreciate
in.
You. Alumni. If you're just
yeah.
joining the family, this Collective Minds Radio, Brother Kev, Brother Mufasa, Rod Riser Star, we are chopping it up about the Colin Kaepernick Nike ad, Just Do It, 30th anniversary. People are upset, but it seems like it's not affecting the Nike sales. You know, online sales are up 31%. The stock is at like $80 and some change. You know what I'm saying? It kind of went down when the initial ad came out, but it made a bounce back within the last couple of days. So it's sitting right around $80. And, you know, we're just trying to get your thoughts on it. So give us a call. The number's 929-477-1697. It is what it is.
Okay, let's do another. Take another call. Let's do caller 314-616. Caller, you have a question or comment?
Peace. Can you hear me?
Hey,
peace,
caller,
peace. Loud and clear, caller. Thank you for calling. Another alumni.
Black supremacy. I want to start off, and again, I'm just chiming in. So if I say something that's been said, you guys know how that works. With Nike, I thought this was a great military strategy, a political trick. They say that Nike is standing behind Colin Kaepernick, but the question I have to present to Negroes is how. You're standing behind a statement, but you're not standing behind with actions. Tell me, what is Nike systematically doing to destroy white supremacy, which is the issue that Colin Kaepernick was raising? The awareness of the police genocide, unfair treatment. What are they doing to stop that? The only thing Nike is going to do for black folks right now is help you get your sneaker gear up. So, you know, they were saying that online sales are up or, you know, whatever the case may be. So when I look at it collectively, you know, it's just a military a political strategy and trick by Nike. This is the same Nike that got Jordan into a crappy deal. And regardless of, you know, certain people stop buying Nikes, Nike understands that most of their sales comes through, you know, dedicated Negroes that go out and get their kids Jordans every Saturday morning and LeBrons and the other high-end sneakers. And when you think about, you know, from a mathematical standpoint, you know, these sneakers that they're selling, the markup is ridiculous because the people that are manufacturing these shoes are working in sweatshops for a quarter a day. So with Nike, it's a win-win situation all the way around. So the question that I have to ask black people who seem to be so happy because they don't believe enough in themselves to create their own sneakers, you know, like my man LeVar Ball did. But what is Nike doing for you? They're saying just do it, but what are they doing to stand behind this, not just the statement, but with actions? I'm not talking about donating some money to the United Way or the Urban League or to,
right.
you know, the NAACP or any other white supremacist controlled program that
yeah.
pretends to be for black people but still controlled by them. What is Nike
yeah.
doing to destroy white supremacy? That's the question I have to ask you guys.
Exactly. And that, I, from my perspective, absolutely nothing. And that's why I say, once again, this was strictly a business move for Nike to sell shoes. They know that there's a quote-unquote woke market out there that they didn't do research on, and this was in Forbes magazine, the quote-unquote woke market, as like some over, I think like 30, is worth like 30-something billion dollars. So they know that people are moving into this quote-unquote woke space, and they just want to capitalize on it. So as far as them doing anything to really handle or dismantle systematic white supremacy, Nike is doing absolutely nothing. So that's why I
Thank
said
you.
At the beginning, do not think that Nike is our friend as far as the black society or black community goes. None of these big corporations, Nike, Reebok, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, you name it, whoever, none of these corporations are our friends. Why? Because they're not trying to systematically solve, in my opinion, our biggest problem, which is systematic white supremacy. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be up to us to solve. And like John Henry Clark
yeah,
said a long time ago, we have no friends. Exactly. They are a business. So
So what we need to do as a people is also get business-minded and understand how we can use our power to leverage against them. Because guess what? We made Jordans popular. We made Nike the brand that it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Period, point
blank. Now, let me add this
Bo
in, brother.
Jackson, you know, you can talk about all these campaigns, Bo Jackson, Jordan. Like, we made Nike who it is today. But go ahead, my brother.
Let me add this in, because I, you know, like I said in the beginning as well, we are on the same page with that. Totally agree that it was a great business plan by Nike, you know, pulling them dollars. But now on another end, I do enjoy what they're doing, because to all the dumb, ignorant, racist people who just can't stand to see Colin's face and can't stand the whole kneeling thing, I love it because it pisses them off.
There you.
So
I agree.
I still think Nike, and I'm appreciative of it because it pisses off all the little people too, all the ones that was complaining about it, and, you know, at their little jobs and just out on the streets. Everybody that was peed off about it, when they see that big Colin Kaepernick face on that billboard, it just pisses them off. And I enjoyed it. I enjoy seeing them pissed off, thinking that they was done with Colin. But no, it ain't done. It's still in your little face. He's still there.
Right.
The message is still there. So I enjoyed it. I like the little racist folks being peed off.
Oh, yeah. Indeed. Now, they was on, like I say, they was on social media burning shoes, burning apparel, socks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they was going in. But like I said, it didn't even have an effect on Nike as a whole. Like, the company, it wasn't even a blip on the radar as far as the boycott Nike. Like, that was not effective at all. So,
you already paid for. That's
you already paid for. Exactly.
Nike got there. I mean, that's
Yep. Now, one college did, and I want to put this out there too, because this is right in our lovely home state of Missouri. But the College of the Ozarks, which is a small private college, I believe in like Southeast Missouri, Springfield area, they said that they are not wearing Nike anymore. Like, Nike used to sponsor their sports teams, but they declined to have Nike sponsor their teams because of the ad, which I think was stupid on their part. I mean, come on, y'all. Like, Nike is giving you equipment, that, you know, they're sponsoring your sports team, and you so much in your feelings that you go block them from accepting their endorsement or whatever. So I just thought that was interesting. That's the only school out of all the schools and, you know, things that Nike supports, that was the only school that that didn't want to continue their relationship with Nike after the ad came out. So that just goes to show it's a small minority, really. Yeah, it's a small minority that's really hating, like, to that level. It's just one college that opt out. Everybody else, like, yeah, it is what it is. Give us our shoes and equipment. Like, we still rocking with Nike. You know what I'm saying? So, Nike, like I say, I'm sure they did the numbers before they even dropped the ad or considered everything. It's a big corporation. They know how to study trends. They know how to look at the market.
Yeah, they have a whole team of people that does ads for marketing ideas.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so,
so
you know they did
know
numbers. Even
up.
If it was another thing, they was going to do the numbers. That's just what they do.
Exactly.
They do numbers.
That's
they're
what
company.
They do.
They're
exactly.
business.
They're business, and they wouldn't put it out if they thought that it would have, you know, dropped their stock by half or it would have crashed or anything like that. They wouldn't have put it out.
Right.
So,
yeah,
you know,
all campaigns are designed. That's the purpose of campaigns.
Yeah.
That's what campaign
exactly.
marketing is. You know, you create, you do the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the research.
You
research,
numbers.
You do the
yeah.
numbers and all that. You know, it's part of marketing. Hey, so it
yeah.
is
yeah.
what it is.
It is what it is. So, yes, sir. Thanks for all the callers for calling in. Again, it's Collective Minds Radio. Give us a call. We are talking about the Nike ad with featuring Colin Kaepernick for the 30th anniversary of the Just Do It campaign. Seems like some people was in their feelings, kind of hurt, burning shoes. But then online it shows that the sales have went up. So, like we just said, Nike has done their research. They did the numbers. They knew that this would not negatively affect their bottom line. And I hear that Kaepernick is coming out with some shoes. And I'm going to make a prediction right here and now. I think them shoes are going to go through the roof. What y'all think? I think them shoes are going to sell.
I think the young people kind of on his side,
so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think
because
the young
they feel like they're doing
understand
something.
What's going on.
Yeah,
exactly.
the young people don't know the full business of it.
Like, they don't know the full business of it. Like the previous caller was saying how we talked about the full overall business aspect of it. But the young people who signed with them, they just feel like, hey, they want to do their part. They want to do their share to, you know what I'm saying, voice their opinion. So whether they don't understand the full complexity around the situation, but they want to do what little bit they can to help voice the opinion of people who they feel that are being oppressed or standing up for something that's right.
Because
it's
you
more
go.
Because it's,
yeah,
because
it's other ass right,
than just
know,
Colin Kaepernick.
There's
other ass than he, besides his, there's other ass.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, exactly.
But you know,
the younger generation, that
generation is different anyway. You know, they coming up a little bit different. They vibrating differently from us. You know, they have a,
right.
You know, they doing things a little different, and they're a little more liberal. They're a little more free. You know, you know, just like you got the whole rainbow attitude with the young kids. They see it a little more. You know, they seem to be a little more free. So they totally going to relate to Kaepernick, and they see it his way, you know. So they're going to support him. I think they're going to definitely get those shoes, and they're going to be rocking
them.
Yeah,
I think
them
shoes
are going to be good. Their problem is they don't fully – they work off – they go off of emotion, and they don't fully understand the business side of things, too. Because if they understood the business side, they would sit down and we would all sit down and counteract things on a more business, you know, more business savviness than what we do. A lot of young kids do
there
stuff off just based off of emotion. And I think they all bred right. to be like that. They bred to be emotional. Emotion, that's good and all, but we're not using our brains and doing stuff using strategy to counteract white supremacy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we have to learn. Yeah, we got to keep our emotions out of it, especially when it comes to dealing with these, you know, big corporations, these big companies that a lot of times, like I say, we have made these brands, you know, like, for instance, Nike. You know, we made the Jordans cool. We made the flights, the Air Force Ones. You know, we got songs about these things. And, you know, when we gravitate towards it, the rest of the world in America, just the numbers go through the roof. You know what I'm saying? So we got to look at these businesses with a business mind, you know, like Brother Mufasa said, and we got to know the power and the leverage that we have when it comes to these brands, that we have the power to, you know, shut them down or keep them going depending on what they're doing for our community. And I don't think we demand enough as a society when it comes to these brands. You see what I'm saying? Like, for instance, McDonald's is a big brand within black society, or used to be a huge brand, and they would donate little money, little scholarships here and there, and, you know, little things like that. But I think we should be demanding more from these big brands as a community. Like, look, we giving you all this money. You're making millions of dollars each year. What can you do for us? You see, we're in a vulnerable position. We don't have resources like that as a group. What can you do for us? What type of programs or systems can you do to really effectively bring about some type of change and, you know, get some resources back in our community? Because it's only right if we're making these companies like Nike and these other two companies, we're making these companies millions of billions of dollars a year. It's only right that you give back to the place where you extracting these funds from. But I think that's up to us to be more business-minded and hold them accountable for, like, hey, what are you doing, you know, for our community?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? What are you doing for the neighborhood?
Just see.
You know.
That goes, I think that also exploits the issue of us not being united. Because if we were united, that's basic negotiation. That's basic negotiation.
Yeah.
But if we were united, we can have a voice to say, bam, this is what we want as a community,
mm-hmm. right.
as a whole. But
right.
since we're so divided, it's like, who going to speak for who? You know, we're not united.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just basic, you know, negotiation, saying, hey, okay, well, we're going to support this. We like these shoes. We're going to buy a certain amount. This is what we want. It's a contract. It's basic negotiation. But if we was united, we could do things like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's true. That is true. But that goes to us. The unity is not there. And, you know, when these guys like LeBron is standing to make, I think, $1 billion over his contract with Nike over the next X amount of years. You see what I'm saying? That's $1 billion to LeBron James per his contract over the, you know, over so many years. So it's up to athletes like that, which LeBron is doing good things, and I think he's, you know, turning some corners and trying to do the best that he can with what he got. But it's up to athletes like that, the Michael Jordans, and just the guys that, you know, we kind of grew up on. If we were more unified, when they went and sat down with these companies, they can be like, look, okay, we're doing this, we're doing that, but also can you throw in X, Y, and Z, you know, for the community? Can we do this? Can we see if we can do this? Because they're playing with a lot of money, you know what I'm saying? And that's a lot of what we're lacking in our communities is resources, knowledge, information, things like that is what, you know, what we're lacking in a quote-unquote hood. You see what I'm saying? Which is why the problems occur when it comes to violence and murders and, you know, all that other type of stuff, because we don't have the unity, the love for self, and the resources and information to, you know, to pull ourselves out of that condition as a group. You know what I'm saying? There's always exceptions, of course, and a lot of black people doing good, but we're talking about as a group elevating ourselves to a higher position. You know what I'm saying? So it takes us getting to those negotiation tables and being unified in our approach and our vision and the way we see things to be like, look, we need to do something for the community we came from. You know, we need to be doing something positive, you know, community center, just any type of thing that will really put a dent into the system. You know what I'm saying? It's going to come with negotiations because they're not going to go too far and have us, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to go too far and be all pro-black, pro-black and all. They're not going to go too far, put it like that. So we can negotiate to where we can get some things we want and, you know, we can negotiate and treat it like a business on other things. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we definitely got to be a little more strategic when it comes to dealing with these big corporations. So, again, for the third time, Nike is not our friend. It's a company, and their bottom line is making money, selling dollars, making sure that their shareholders are happy, period, point blank. So, you know. The ad with Kaepernick was good, but that's all it was. It was a campaign ad to sell shoes. And I don't think it, you know, it don't get no deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? So, once again, thank you for the call. This is Collective Minds Radio. We're coming down to the last 20 minutes. Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. And we just been chopping it up about the Nike Colin Kaepernick ad. Let me see here, because I did have So in addition to the brand exposure, they say they got $43 million worth of free advertisement.
which I thought was interesting too, because they, I don't know how they calculate them numbers, but apparently it's based on the eyeballs that see your particular, you know, your particular brand or whatever, and based on that, they can give it a dollar amount. So, attention is the new currency, from what I see. You know what I'm saying? When you get with social media and all
yeah,
that
absolutely.
Stuff, you pay, you paying with your eyeballs these days. You know, that's what you're paying with. That's why these platforms are free, like YouTube and Instagram and Facebook. Hey, it's free, but you are paying something. You're paying with your eyeballs, with your energy, and with your time. And they figured out how to monetize that, and that is what it is. You know, that's the world we're living in that right now. So with that campaign, they got $43 million worth of free advertisement, and that's different from the $163 million of brand exposure. So,
wow,
yeah, it was
some big numbers.
Them some big numbers. Smart move by Nike, and like I said, I think they gonna do good with them Kaepernick shoes. A lot of folks gonna be pissed off, but I think in the end they too shall come around and lie. In 10,
I wonder how much
years,
they gonna
like,
run.
I supported Kaepernick. Ah, the shoes.
How much them shoes gonna cost? Anybody looked it up yet to see how much they gonna run?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm thinking maybe around 100. That's or more.
150 or better.
And see, I think shoes
possibly.
Shouldn't be that much. I don't
right.
think when you're targeting children, though, I don't think shoes should be that much.
Right.
Agreed. No, I don't, but they know they're going to rip off the parents, though.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They got, like, the sneaker industry, like I said, is a very big industry now. You got a lot of different niches that have sprung from the sneaker industry. So, you know, anything less than 100, I don't think the kids would be like, they're not worthy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they need to put Serena on that too. They need to give her a Just Do It. Because I so appreciate what she did this past weekend of letting that dude know. Now, if y'all don't know, you know, she was in that tennis match. And that ref
right.
took a point with my trying to say she was cheating. And she voiced her opinion like, nah, you wrong. You stole a point from me. So we need to get, let's say Serena Williams is a candidate for a Just Do It ass herself.
Yeah. She's in that, right. She's in the Just Do It ad. I think she's in one of the little ads I've seen. So, yeah, that was interesting this week, man. Serena, she blew up on that ref. Like, hey, like, you accusing me of cheating? She's like, I got a daughter. I don't cheat. Like, I do the right thing. I say, oh, Serena. You know what I'm saying? But and it's so interesting the way they trying to shame Serena, like, you know, they trying to say, well, she's a disgrace to the sport and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, come on. The guy, John McEnroe, used to cuss out the refs all the time, you know, back in the day. McEnroe used to be throwing his racket and cussing out folks, throwing water. He used to do all type of stuff. But not once did I hear he was he disgraced the sport. So, you know, I just think it's interesting. Serena is learning, you know, about what her dad talked about in his book, which is white supremacy, black and white as I see it. And she's learning about it and, you know, she's seeing it for what it is. And I know it gets frustrating because a lot of times we as black people, we just deal with it as normal. We just brush it off. But sometimes you may blow up. You know, you may get frustrated and be like, I just can't take it no more. I'm finna just snap on everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And y'all may not know this, too. I wanted to let y'all know that if y'all don't follow Kaepernick on Twitter, he shouted out some of the players today that took a knee. Those players that took a knee today still, you know, for the cause.
Yeah, I was about to
say, he gave them a shout out.
That's what's up. Do you know what players or what teams it was?
I know it was two players that play for the Dolphins. I can't think of their names, but I know they both played for the Miami Dolphins.
That's what
you know, with the whole protest thing, like all that stuff still is up in the air too. How they gonna try to punish people and all that? First they took a hard stand, like how they was gonna try to. I think they told them that they wanted them to stay back if they wanted to protest. They couldn't come out on the field.
Right. Right.
But yeah, they had to detract from that. So that's still up in the air how they want to how they gonna deal with it. You just let the players do what they want to do. If they feel it in their heart that they want to take a knee, let them do that. Ain't like they're coming out on the field setting fire to the flag or something. So
yeah, just that was my thing from the beginning. Like, if they doing that, just let them do it and then play the game. Like, it's not, you know, why are you getting in your feelings? And I think, you know, what they say, hit dogs holler. So I feel like if you're offended by that, then there's something wrong with you, because are you really a patriot? Like, what does America stand for? Like, the caller from the military, he was like, this is what the military is supposed to be fighting for, a peaceful protest, and you can do that, and then everybody just move on. You can be like, hey, I disagree with the way they protest, but it was peaceful. They didn't hurt nobody. Let's just play football. You see what I'm saying? And then our other caller, the alumni, he said that, well, it's a private company and they can kind of do what they want and blah, blah, blah. Well, the NFL is actually a 501c3 organization. The NFL is actually taxes them. They're a quote-unquote nonprofit, even though they're for-profit, but the NFL is actually registered as a nonprofit. You see what I'm saying? And if it is a private organization, if the owners of those teams say, you know, it's okay, and they come up with their own thing, and that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think the quote-unquote fan, even though the fans do make the NFL, but I don't think they can demand that the owners that the owners discipline them for kneeling. The only thing they can do is boycott or say they're not watching the NFL like they've been doing. Like, that's as much right as a fan can do. You get, as a consumer, you can either spend your money with them or you don't have to. That's what it is. Nobody's making them, you know, to go to the games. Nobody's making them sit and watch the games. Like, if they feel that way, then, hey, don't watch. You know, just like people stopped watching when Kaepernick didn't get signed, which is that, as a fan, that's your right. You can take your money elsewhere. And that's, you know,
only
that's
maybe about two people stopped watching it.
Yeah,
Mufasa
well, I mean,
and one
few.
Other person.
No, Mufasa did. Right. Yeah, Mufasa did. Yeah. So,
but
yeah, that was my thing.
One other thing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
One other thing, because I know that my mom is listening, so I would like to tell her happy birthday again. We love you.
That's right. Happy birthday.
And I hope you had a great day. We still have to celebrate some more.
That's right.
Oh, he definitely
celebrates.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations to my mom.
Shout out to moms.
Beautiful. Now let's keep it all the way 100, since you know she's listening. What we said earlier was, can you make your own caramel cake for your birthday? And if so, we want some.
That's
exactly
right.
Mama, we want you to make you a birthday
cake. There you go.
Make you a birthday cake so we can have some.
Oh, man, them cakes be so fire. So far.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're just joining us, family, hope y'all enjoyed the show. This Collective Minds Radio. We got about 12 minutes left for the live stream. We have been chopping up with the family. Thanks to the callers. Everybody called in and gave their opinion. I think, you know, the callers made some valid points. We had a military veteran call in, which was good to hear his opinion about the whole kneeling, doing the national anthem and all that. So I think a lot of people raised some good points. The one caller was said something about, you know, what his question was, what is Nike doing to actually dismantle systematic white supremacy or racism? You know what I'm saying? So I think that was a valid question. I think that question should be, you know, in the forefront of people's head because, like I say, in my opinion, that's one of the biggest problems that we face as a people is, you know, systematic racism and white supremacy. So, you know, my answer was, Nike's not doing too much. They just, it's a business move. Let's not get in our feelings. Let's not, you know, be too happy. They signed them. They did the numbers. They knew they were good. And, you know, we shouldn't look at it no deeper than that to me, you know. Shout out to Kaepernick, though, for getting that bag. You know,
yeah, get that man a job.
Yeah, he been doing a lot, man. He been donating, like, he had programs. He was donating $1 million to causes. He had, like, a $1 million challenge he was donating. He was getting brothers that just got out of jail. He was getting them job training, bought them suits. He was taking water over to Africa. Like, he's out there. Like I said, he's putting his money where his mouth is. I don't know, like, I don't follow him on social media, but I don't hear a lot of talk about what he's doing. But when I do my research, I notice that he is doing a lot of stuff in the community, working with people, working with kids, working with ex-felons, convicts, and just doing, you know, trying to do the right thing, you know, as we all should.
A team going to bring him in. A team going to bring him in before the season up.
Bruh, I was thinking that too. I promise I've been thinking that for a long time. I think a team go bring him in. What if a team bring him in, he take him to the playoffs? And then don't let it be the Super Bowl. Oh, my goodness.
You know who need to bring him in?
On the Super Bowl team?
Well, we already acknowledged these things are business moves, so at some point it will be a great business move for someone to bring
the
them
Patriots.
In.
Boom.
The Patriots ought to do it.
Now, they're going to see how these Nike sales go.
Huh?
I said they're going to see how these Nike sales go. Then they're going to be like, shoot, let me get some of that.
Yeah.
Let's bring them in. We can get all of that.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Kaepernick in the Super Bowl? How big that would be?
Oh,
people would watch it just to hate. Like, the haters would watch it just to hate. So it would be, it would be huge. So I don't think that's for a session, Father. I could see him
there. Somebody's head to blow off. Somebody's head to pop off the head. Like in that Dave Chappelle show when that racist, you know, when he did the Blind Klansman and he popped
that
shit off his head and that white dude saw him, his head exploded.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Somebody hit it straight explode.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I ain't watched in years, but if Cap get on a team, I would be willing to watch a few of his games. I'm going to keep it real. I would watch a few of his games. I like what the brother doing. But Mufasa, I don't think we want to miss that point because I could definitely see a team picking him up. Let's just throw that out there. I can see that. I can definitely see that. And shock the world, quote unquote. You know, so I can definitely see
Nike,
that.
Nike was an example.
Oh, yeah. Nike was a good example because you're not really losing too much because it's, you know, if you burning stuff you already bought, I mean, that's case closed. Like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Right, these are the type of people that we're dealing with here.
And exactly. Hey, the type of people we're dealing with is not, they're not even buying Nikes like that anyway. So, and let's not forget Nike is a global corporation. Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, I want to ask the callers, make sure they chime in about that theme music that we played this morning. Give us next week. Let us know if you liked it or not.
That's right, that's right. And also to the callers, if you pump it or dump it. If you call us or comment on the page, please make a comment in the chat on the page. Give us some feedback. Again, it's Collective Minds Radio. We appreciate all the listeners, all the callers, all the supporters. You know, Collective Minds, we've been going strong for a year and a half, coming up on 2 years almost.
Yeah,
we're coming up on 2 years, right? January, I believe. Well, we still got a few more months in January, but
we're coming up on it. That was still
right. Right, yeah,
we're
coming up on it for sure.
Another one.
I know once Halloween hit, it's the end of the year. You might as well get prepared.
Yeah, get ready because Collective Mind soon is gonna be global. We're gonna try to take over the world.
That's right. That's right.
Thanks. Y'all gonna see.
That's right. From the middle of the country, baby. We right in the belly of the.
It is what it is.
Louis, Missouri, right in the midst. So we are collecting minds from all over the world. And we want to get different perspectives from everywhere, bring them together, you know, get people thinking, have some constructive dialogue, and, you know, go out into the world and apply what we learn on collective minds. You dig?
So, facts.
That's what we're about. Please, again, join us next week. Collective Minds Radio, Brother Kev, and our lovely sister, Rigel Starr. We will be back, you know, for another topic. Hopefully we have something good next week. The world is moving very fast. The topics change on a daily. In this time of social media, like news only lasts about a half a day these days, and it's on to the next. So, you know, just got to keep up with the information, and hopefully, like I say, we are bringing those good dialogues that are right on point and right on time, you know, for what everybody's experiencing and going through. So I'm going to let y'all have the last words again.
It
thank
is
you all,
what it
all
is.
Of the supporters. Happy birthday, moms, again. Shout out to all the Virgos. And, yeah, we're going to let y'all let Ride the Star and Mufasa have the last words.
Well, I'll make it quick. I just want to thank everybody for calling in and giving their opinions. And I still think that, you know, everybody made some great points. I do think this was a great business move on Nike's behalf for a great cause. And I support the young man calling because I don't see what's wrong with kneeling. It's not a violent thing, so it's like, what is the problem, you know? So I salute him, you know, and I hope he do get picked up. I do think that would be an awesome thing, and I can easily see someone noticing what Nike have done and mm-hmm. also, you know, wanting to, you know, do the same thing, you know, and also make a great impact because they're going to be greatly impacted. Business is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're going to be looked at as heroes. The owner that signed him will be like, they're going to be a hero.
Mm-hmm. Hey, all I'm going to say is
facts.
Peace and love. I'm going to watch the game. Go Bird. Let's ride out with that collective mind. Outro. Hit him with that collective mind, y'all.
That's right.
You're
going to watch the game.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the curve, we about to earn. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's owning or a new point. Calling with your viewpoint prepared to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things. We've been going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who we been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking
like.